Keith was sprawled, panting on the floor, wearing only his underpants. He was scraped and bruised, bleeding and filthy. Corey knelt beside him, examining him, questioning him, crying.
What happened to you? Who did this? Why did you go outside? Where are your clothes? What?
Where's the key you stole?
Dad cut in.
Did they take it from you?
Everyone jumped, looked up at Dad, then down at Keith.
I couldn't help it, Keith said, still panting. I couldn't, Daddy. There were 5 guys.
So they got the key.
Keith nodded, careful not to meet Dad's eyes.
One Monday morning in September, Mrs. Barrington rolled out a big poster with all of the president's pictures on it. Grace Campbell could not believe her eyes.
Where are the girls?
That is a very good question, said Mrs. Barrington. The truth is, our country has never had a woman president.
No girl president? Ever?
Grace asked. No, I'm afraid not, said Mrs. Barrington. Grace sat at her desk and stewed.
No girls. Who'd ever heard of such a crazy thing?
Finally, she raised her hand. Yes, Grace.
I've been thinking it over, and I'd like to be president.
Toya, I see your door is cracked up there. I know you hear me,
yelled Mom.
I can't be late again, girl. Your daddy's car keeps breaking down on the way to work and making me late. Come on.
She's exaggerating, honey,
Dad bellowed, attempting to save face.
My car is just fine. Your mother insists on filling her up with regular gas instead of Supreme.
The Fiat is a classic. Classics deserve nothing less than Supreme.
I just thought that I would have met Tom Hanks by now. Not real Tom Hanks, the beloved actor. After all, he's married to Rita Wilson, and I'm not the sort of monster who would want to break up what is perhaps Hollywood's one truly perfect union. And anyway, I'm 27, so he's a little bit old for me. No offense if you're reading this, Tom. The Tom Hanks I thought I'd meet is the Tom Hanks of romantic comedies. The Tom Hanks who starred in Nora Ephron films. The one who wrote about the bouquets of sharpened pencils, or told call-in radio show hosts how much he missed his wife. The man with the heart of gold. The one I was meant to be with, even if we lived on opposite coasts or owned competing bookstores.
Harriet, Toby says again, and a little bit of snot starts dripping from his nose. He promptly wipes it on his jumper sleeve and beams at me.
I can't believe you came.
Yes, I say, trying to edge away. Apparently, I had to.
But isn't this just wonderful?
He gasps, clambering up onto his knees in his unbridled enthusiasm. I notice that his t-shirt says there's no place like 127.0.0.1.
Of all the buses, in all the towns, in all the world, you walk onto mine. Can you see what I did there? It's a quote from Casablanca, except that I replaced the words gin joints with bus and the word into with onto.
You did. Yes.
When you give yourself permission to be you, just you, in all your glorious messiness, you can stop looking for validation from outside and you can rediscover the gift of you. Then, when you feel better about yourself, you're set free from all the confusing static and are naturally more available to help other people. A wise woman once taught me one of the most profound lessons about self-love. She pointed out that when I was treating myself badly, acting small and pretending I didn't matter, I was teaching my nieces and those around me to do the same thing. It was such an eye-opener for me.